Stout Shawnee up Morgan to London would ride to seek cousin Tassie, whatever betide, her own sister's son, whom her love so dear, her had not beheld him this many long year. Betimes in the morning Stout Shawnee arose, and then on the journey with courage her goes. A cosset of grey was the best of her clothes, her boots, they were out at the heels and toes. A sword by her side, and with Bob the grey mare, her rid on the road like a champion so rare. At last how it happened to her hard lot to meet with young Jockey, a bonny Irish Scot. Then Jockey was jolly, and thus he did say, "Let's gang to the tavern, drink wine by my fay." Then Shawnee consented and made no delay, but Jockey left Shawnee the reckoning to pay. While Morgan was merry and thinking no ill, the Scotchman he used the best of his skill, considering how he might scamper away, for why, sir, he never intended to pay. But like a false loon he slipped out of doors, and never intended to come there no more. Poor Shawnee of Morgan was left for the score, cut Zoher was never so served before. Her paying the shot, then away her went. The Welsh blood was up, and her mind was bent. For speeding, pursuing, he then did prepare. Then Morgan did mount upon Bob the grey mare. Then whip and spur, Stout Shawnee did ride, and overtook Jockey near to a woodside, and pulled out her sword in the height of her pride, and wounded poor Jockey, who suddenly died. Then Shawnee was taken and hurried to jail, where her till the sessions did weak and bewail, and then at the last by the laws of the land was brought to the bar to hold up her hand. Oh, good her lord judge, poor Shawnee did cry, "Now whip her and send her to Wales her country, or cut off a leg or an arm or an eye, for her is undone if condemned to die." But this would not do, poor Shawnee was cast, and likewise received her sentence at last. A gentleman robber, just at the same time, received just sentence then due for his crime. Then Shawnee of Morgan, her shed many tears, her heart was possessed with sorrow and fears. The gentleman thief likewise hung down his ears, for then he expected his ancient arrears. The day being come, they must both bid adieu, forsaking the world and the rest of their crew. The spark was attired so gallant and gay, but Shawnee was poor and in ragged array. Then when they came both to the gibber tree, the gentleman gave to the hangman a fee, and said, "Let this Welshman hang farther from me, so vile and so ragged a rascal is he." The Welshman, he heard him and was in a rage that nothing almost could his passion assuage. But fretting and chafing, he thus did begin, "Her will, make her known that her came of good kin. Beside her will, tell her his hearty belief that her is no more than a gentleman thief that robbed on the roads and the plain and the heath. Her now will hang by her in spite of her teeth.